I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Clap your two hands, celebrate Jesus, give him praise, hallelujah. Shall we resume our seats, amen, hallelujah. Shall we resume our seats, amen. All right, we want to speak about tonight. Yesterday we looked at a very interesting subject, the empowerment of the spirit. The empowerment of the spirit. That was what we looked at yesterday. How God empowers us. How God empowers us. The empowerment of the spirit. How God empowers us. And for what reason or for what purposes he empowers us. We said to minister or to witness. We also say to cast out devils. We also say for destiny assignment and destiny fulfillment. That these are some of the reasons why the Lord empowers his people. The general work of God, for us to carry out the general work of God on our lives. Amen. But tonight, I want to speak to you shortly before we rise to pray on what I call Allos Parakletos. Allos Parakletos. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Allos Parakletos. That is another comforter. Another comforter. Tell someone another comforter. Or say to someone, Allos Parakletos. Another comforter. Amen. John chapter 14 verse 16. John chapter 14 verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Amen. May God give you his comforter. May the comforter abide with you forever. So now I want you to understand that according to the words of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is another comforter, just like the Father and just like the Son. The Holy Spirit is another comforter, just like the Father is, and just like the Son is. So when Jesus says another, it suggests that there is a comforter already. Do you get it? If Jesus says that I'll give you another comforter, the word another there pre-suggests that there is a comforter, or there was a comforter before this other one. If I say I'll give you another phone, what it suggests is that there is an existing one or a previous one. Hello? So when someone says, I'll give you another of something, it means that there was a type of it, or there was one already before another is coming. So that tells us that the ministry of a comforter was already in place for us. God was already comforting us. We had comfort. And if the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is another, what it stands is that, one, the Father comforts us. Write it down. The Father comforts us. That means that the Father was already comforting us. Amen. The Father was already comforting us, his children. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. Everybody say all comfort. God the Father is the God of all comfort, that is able to comfort us. All kind of anything that will bring you comfort, God can give you. Anything that can comfort your heart. Because for every situation you are in, there is something that can comfort you. If you are in financial distress, some money can appear that will comfort you. If you are in emotional distress, some kind words and pampering can comfort you. If you are discouraged, cast down, some kind words and words of hope, encouragement can comfort you. So God the Father is the God of all comfort. Hallelujah. He's the God of all comfort. So I pray that for every situation you find yourself in, may the God of all comfort, may he comfort you. Oh, let your amen be a witnessing one. Let your amen be a comforting one. That the Father himself comforts us. Read verse 4. Who comforts us in our tribulation? So he is the God who comforts us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in trouble. So he comforts us. So when you are in any difficult situation, God the Father is the one who comforts you. And when he comforts you in such a way that you can also comfort all who are in trouble. Can I hear an amen? May you be a source of comfort to your family. May you be a source of comfort to your friends. May you be a source of comfort to all who are around you. With the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. So whenever we will become an instrument of comfort, we can only comfort according to the comfort we have first received. If you have not received comfort, you can't comfort anybody. If you are cast down, you can't be an encouragement to anyone. But I pray that wherever the enemy is doing all he can to cast you down, may you find comfort in God. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said, may you find comfort in God. May the Spirit of the Lord bring you comfort and encouragement and hope, that out of you will also proceed comfort to those around you. That you will not end up discouraging people around you, but you will be a source of motivation to people around you. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Come on, do it better. Do it better. Do it better. So the Father comforts us. If Jesus says that I'll send unto you another comforter, that suggests that we already had the ministry of comfort. Someone was already comforting us. And we said, who is that person who was already comforting us before another is coming? It's first and foremost the Father. The Father is the God of all comfort, who comforts us so that we can also be channels of comfort unto others with the same measure of comfort we have received. The second personality of God that was already comforting us before the Holy Spirit will come, or before who Jesus is talking about, it is the Son. The Son comforts us. Write down, the Son also comforts us. The Son comforts us. So aside the Father, the personality of the Father comforting us, the personality of the Son also comforts us. Jesus Christ also is our comfort. He is our solace in God. John 14 verse 18. John 14 verse 18. He said, I will not leave you. Give me the King James, the old King James. I will not leave you comfortless. Oh, can you be a little fast for me? I will not leave you. The King James says, I will not leave you comfortless. When you use the new King James, it says, I will not leave you as orphans. That's the meaning. I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you comfortless. Oh, you, the old King James. I will not leave you comfortless. That means that I will not leave you without comfort. I will not allow you to exist in a state of depression without comfort. May God bring you out of every state of discouragement. In this month of the Holy Spirit, may God comfort your soul. May God comfort your spirit. May God comfort your heart. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So the Son is also a source of comfort to us. Jesus himself, when he came on earth, comforted his people, comforted the disciples. Whenever he sees that they are sad, he begins to minister comfort unto them. In John 14 verse 1, look at John 14 verse 1. When Jesus saw that they were sad, look at what he told them. John 14 verse 1, quickly. Just move to verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Jesus saw that they were troubled. They were discouraged. Is there anyone troubled in the church? Is there anyone discouraged tonight? Let not your heart be troubled. Minister to someone by you. Tell him, let not your heart be troubled. Oh, you are not saying it with him. Tell the person, let not your heart be troubled. Don't be disturbed. Don't be worried. Don't be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God and believe also in me. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled. In other words, don't be perturbed. Don't be worried. Don't be comfortless. Believe in God. Believe also in me. So you see that Jesus was into comforting them. That is why when he was leaving, he told them that I will send unto you another comforter. Because the Father was already comforting his children. The Son has also been with them for 3.5 years comforting them. And now he was leaving and he promised them another comforter. I pray that this month another will comfort you. May you receive another source of comfort. May God open a door of comfort for you. May God open another door of comfort unto you. Can I hear your loudest amen if you are here? Clap your two hands together for Jesus. And thirdly, the Holy Spirit also comforts us, just like the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit also comforts us, just like the Father and the Son. And that is why he said it in John 14, 16, that I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you. So anytime you read the scripture, remember why he said that, that he may abide with you. So this another, this allos, the word another, the Greek word is allos. That means another of the same kind. Another of the same kind. When you have an iPhone and someone is giving you another of that phone, he's giving you the same kind. The same kind of phone. Not a different phone. The same kind. So he says, I'm giving you another of my kind. Another of my personality. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Someone that looks like the Father. Someone that looks like the Son. Someone that looks like the Spirit. Can I hear an amen? Oh, can I hear an amen? That is another of the same kind. Another of the same kind. Hallelujah. And so the Holy Spirit is just like Jesus. It's just like the Father. It's just like the Son. It's just like the Father. It's just like Jesus. Hallelujah. In John 16 verse 7, it said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient. It is important. It is important for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. So still talking about Jesus, or talking about the Holy Spirit, who is another Comforter. And so from this scripture, the word Comforter is the Greek word Parakletos. The Greek word Parakletos. And that's what I'm talking to you about. Allos, right? The same Comforter. A Comforter of the same kind. So what is the meaning of Parakletos? Parakletos has seven meanings. Seven meanings. The word Comforter that was translated Parakletos has seven meanings. And what are the seven meanings? One, it means a Comforter. It means literally someone that comforts you. That's number one. It means literally someone that comforts you. A comforter. It means one who walks alongside you as a friend or as a companion. Someone who walks by you as a friend or as a companion. A friend who comforts you when you are grieved or when you are in sorrow. A friend who comforts you when you are grieved or when you are in sorrow or when you are going through difficult times. When you are going through difficult times, the one who comforts you, the one who encourages you, the one who gives you hope is a comforter unto you. I pray that every difficult situation you find yourself in, may the Spirit of the Lord comfort you. May the Spirit of the Lord be your comforter. May the Spirit of the Lord be your comforter. Can I hear your loudest amen if you are here? And that is why we are able to survive all kinds of attacks as believers. There are things that happen to unbelievers that finishes them. But when they happen to believers, somewhere, somehow, it looks like we have some pain-killing effect. It looks like we have some painkiller within our system. It looks like we have some unusual patience. It looks like we have some unusual fruit of long suffering, that we are able to suffer the situation longer than a normal person can suffer it. The reason is because we have a pain-killing effect in our system, which is the Holy Spirit. When you have the Holy Spirit in you, He comforts you like the Father. He comforts you like the Son. He comforts you by ministering encouragement, kind words, and being like a friend in time of trouble, in time of need. Clap your two hands for Jesus. Clap your two hands for Jesus. So nothing you go through will finish you. Announce to the one by you, nothing will finish you. Say nothing God allows you to go through will finish you. You are coming out better. Tell the one seated by you, you are coming out better. Tell him you are coming out stronger. Tell him you are coming out as a winner. Tell him you are coming out stronger. You are coming out better. You are coming out as a winner. Clap your two hands together. Celebrate the Lord. Celebrate the Lord. Celebrate the Lord. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 9 verse 31. It said, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, they multiplied. The church had rest. Why? Because they were walking through the fear of the Lord and through the comfort of the Spirit. They were strengthened. They were encouraged. They became stable. They had rest. Why? Because they were following in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Number two, what is the meaning of Parakletos? What is the meaning of, please, don't stand and sit down, okay? We already don't have enough people. Don't stand and sit down. Don't be standing. Find a place and sit. Parakletos, we have a counselor. When we talk about a parakletos, we are talking about a counselor, someone who is a counselor, someone who is not just a comforter, but it also means a counselor, someone who is your advisor, someone who advises you, one who gives advice and recommendations, one who gives advice and recommendation. His counsel is the best because he has all knowledge. The Holy Spirit is the one who, when we say he's your paracletos, it means he's your advisor. He's your advisor in all matters, where to go, where not to go, what to do, what not to do, where to invest, where not to invest, where to put your life, where not to get involved, how to go about things. He becomes your paracletos, your advisor, your counselor, that he gives you a counsel. And because he's your counselor, you cannot err. Because he has all knowledge. You cannot err. Because he has all knowledge. So you cannot err. Hallelujah. He has all knowledge and you cannot err. He's your counselor. In Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2. He said, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. The Spirit of counsel. So the Holy Spirit has a ministry of advising you. I don't know if you are in a junction of your life where you don't really know what to do, which direction to take, whether to turn to the left or to turn to the right. It looks like you are surrounded by many options and you don't know which decision to make. This is the time you need to speak in the Holy Spirit and ask for the Holy Spirit to counsel you, and ask for the Holy Spirit to direct you, and ask for the Holy Spirit to speak to you, and ask for the Holy Spirit to advise you, because the advice of men may fail, because no man knows it all. The advice of your friends may fail, because your friends don't know it all. The advice of your parents may fail, because your parents don't know it all. The advice even of your enemies will utterly destroy you, because your enemies don't want your good. The advice of your friends may not achieve what you want, because they don't know it all. But there is one who has all knowledge. There is one who knows the deep things of God. There is one who knows your end from the beginning of your life. He knows how you must end. He knows where you must get to. He knows what you should do at every point in time. So when you connect to him in the language of the Spirit, he is able to drop direction and advice and counsel. So he must be your paracletos. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Oh, are you doing that better? Tell somebody, but you seek counsel from the Holy Spirit. Seek counsel. I know there are many people that advise you, but make sure you seek counsel from the Lord. Because there are things that man's knowledge can never reach. There are things that man, there is no man that knows your 10 years from now. There's no man that knows your 20 years from now. So they will only advise you according to what they know. But there is someone who knows what no man knows. There is someone who knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. It is that person's counsel that guarantees your future, that guarantees the certainty of your future. It is that man's counsel that will not have any iota of error in it. And that is the counsel of the Holy Spirit, the Ancient of Days, declaring the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. And so seek counsel for me. That's why he said that you shall hear a word behind you. You shall hear a word behind you telling you, turn to the left or to the right. You shall hear his voice. It's the spirit of counsel. You want to get married? Seek his counsel. You want to travel? Seek his counsel. You want to get involved in any kind of business? Seek his counsel. You want to get involved in it, seek his counsel. Because today may look good for you, but as to whether tomorrow will be good, his counsel can help you. His counsel can help you. Hallelujah. Number three, what is the meaning of paracletos? That the Bible says the Holy Spirit will be another paracletos to us. An allos paracletos to us. What is the meaning of paracletos, which is the ministry of the Holy Spirit? Is a helper. He is our helper. Tonight, may he help you. This new month of June, may the Lord help you. Oh, I said, may the Lord help you. May the Lord help you. In whatever you do, may the Lord help you. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. With groanings which cannot be uttered. The Spirit helps our infirmities. What is the word infirmity? Infirmity means our shortfalls. Infirmity means our limitation. Infirmity means shortfalls, our limitation. It means that the things that we are not good at, the things that we are failing at, the things that we don't have strength for, he helps us. He helps the things that we are disqualified at. He helps our limitation. The Spirit helped our infirmities. The Spirit helps us. Wherever you are limited, may the Spirit of God help you. You didn't hear me. I said, wherever you are limited, may the Spirit of God help you. Wherever you are limited, may the Spirit of God help you. Wherever you are limited, may the Spirit of God help you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I don't know, maybe financially you are limited. Maybe spiritually you are limited. Maybe in any aspect of your life, you are suffering one form of limitation or the other. I pray that the Lord will help you. 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 Can I hear an amen? And that's what the Holy Spirit does. As human beings, one of our limitations is that we don't know all things. We don't know all things. You don't know when to pray about what. You don't know, as you are leaving home, you don't know where to pass and where not to pass. You may think your usual path is the right place to pass until calamity befalls you. But you see, when you are connected to the Holy Spirit has a way that he will counsel you. He has a way that he will lead you. He has a way that he will comfort you. He has a way that he will counsel you. Amen. He's your helper. He's the one who can tell you what you don't know. When you feel weak, he can help you by giving you strength because he's your helper. In any way that you need help, the Lord has a way of helping. And when God is helping you, he positions people in your life to help you. When the Holy Spirit is helping you, he does it by positioning people in your life to help you. When the Holy Spirit is helping you, he does it by granting you favor for help. That attracts people because the Spirit of the Lord has glorified you. So he has a way, grants you favor before people, that people are able to favor you, that people are able to assist you. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord is already helping you. When the Spirit of the Lord is helping you, he draws men unto you. He draws men unto you. He draws people to come and assist you. The Bible told us in Zacharias, it says that 10 men from different languages shall hold on to the garment of a Jew, of one Jew, and they shall say that we shall follow you to wherever you are going, for we have heard that God is with you. We have heard that God is with you. That means that the presence of the Spirit of God with you is the reason why we are following you. The reason why we are coming to you. Is the reason why we are coming to partner with you. The reason why we are coming to assist you. So I pray for everyone here under the sound of my voice. May the Spirit open you up to avenues of help. May the Spirit of God connect you to helpers. May the Spirit of the Lord be a help, a source of help in your life, a source of help in your marriage, a source of help in your ministry. He will show you what to do about marriage. He will show you what to do about ministry. He will show you what to do about your business. He will show you what to do about your education. He will show you, he will help you where your strength ends. He will continue from there for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Come on, do it better. Do it better. Do it better. Hallelujah. Because it's your helper. It's your helper. It's the meaning of Paracletos. What also is the meaning of Paracletos? Intercessor. Intercessor. It means intercessor. It means someone who intercedes for you. That is our peacemaker. Our peacemaker. One who pleads in our favor before God the Father at all times. Our peacemaker. And one who pleads in our favor before God. One who talks to God, who prays on our behalf, one who prays for us. In the same scripture, verse 26 of Romans 8, it says, likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmity. How? For we know not what to pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit itself or himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So just as Jesus Christ is atoning for us, is interceding for us at the right hand of God the Father, so also the Holy Spirit is equally interceding for us. Whenever we pray and we start speaking in tongues, we allow the Spirit to take over the prayer. We allow the Spirit to chart the course of the prayer. That's the meaning of speaking in tongues. It means to allow the Spirit to begin to chart the course of the prayer. To allow the Spirit to take over. To determine what you should pray about. When you are using your own understanding, you can decide that I'm praying about money. But when you start speaking in tongues, you allow the Spirit to determine what to pray about. That is why people who pray in tongues more than they pray with understanding, they have more resource in prayer than those who pray with understanding. Because you know not what to pray for. And the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. And because he knows the deep things of God, his intercession cannot be over the bar. The Bible says that you ask, you do not receive because you ask wrongly. But the Holy Spirit cannot ask wrongly. Are you getting what I'm saying? Tell someone about you. The Holy Spirit cannot make a mistake. If he takes over your prayer time, you will pray well. You are very sure that your prayers will not be non-far. Your prayers will be accurate. Your prayers will be on point. Your prayers will be on point. It will be accurate. Why? Because you are praying the will of the Father. You are praying the will of the Father because he knows the deep things of God. The Bible says that what man knoweth the deep things of man, or what man knoweth the spirit of a man, except the spirit of that man. It is the spirit of the man that knows the deep things of every man. And so the Spirit of the Lord knows the deep things of God. That's what the Bible says. I get what I'm saying. So it is the Spirit that knoweth the deep things of God. He knows what you should pray about. He knows what you should pray about. He knows what you should be dealing with. He knows. You may think that you are wasting time, but you are not wasting time. You are praying accurately. You are praying accurately. You don't need to understand it. Let the Spirit do His work. Let the Spirit talk to His own Father. Let the Spirit speak to your Father. Let the Spirit communicate to God. Let the Spirit communicate to the Father. And you have more resource. And so, if you want to pray 1 hour, make sure that at least you have prayed 30 minutes without words. Make sure that at least every prayer point you lift, you switch into speaking in tongues. Because some of your prayer points, you are not supposed to pray them. Tell somebody, some of your prayer points, they are non-far. Around that time, that's not what you needed. That's not what you needed. There are prayers you must pray. But sometimes you don't know. This morning, I was here praying. I prayed 2 hours here. Then the moment I finished, I went inside. Then I was just studying the scriptures. Then I received a call. I received a call for my mom. And he was like, something is happening to your father. He's rushed now. He's unconscious. He's in an ambulance. And they are not in Ghana. And he's unconscious. He's in an ambulance. So pray. When I was here, I was praying about church growth. I didn't know a demon is going to attack my father. I was praying about increase. If I knew that my old man is going to be attacked, I would have prayed about it. Did you get it? So you can pray 10 hours, you don't know what to pray about. You don't know the things that you should deal with. Okay? So the moment she told me, immediately I stopped reading the Bible and I started praying in tongues. Because I don't know what is happening to him there. So I have to pray in tongues first. I have to pray in tongues. Mention his name and started praying in tongues. Started praying in tongues. 30 minutes, 1 hour, called. How far? Until I was told that he's fine by the grace of God. 1 hour of day rescuing his life. So you don't joke. You don't know. As you are sitting here with nice face now, you don't know what's happening to your mother at home. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. If I ask you to rise up and pray right now, you'll be praying against that your enemy. You'll be praying. You'll be praying about money. All your mind is, I need a new job. I need a new job. But maybe what you are supposed to pray about is some fire that is about to be set in your shop. You may not know. So hear me. If you want to have accuracy of prayer, if you want to have accuracy of prayer at all times, if you want the Spirit to be able to pray for you, listen, how many of you want God to pray for you? Maybe you don't understand what it means for the Holy Spirit. Like, it's God Himself is praying for me. And who have you been praying to? Now talk to me. You have come here to pray to who? Me. Then you'll be very frustrated. Because I need more help than you are. You are here to pray for who? To pray to who? God. So, what if God prays for you? Or you have never thought about it before. The Holy Spirit is God. He is the Spirit of the God you have come to pray to. And so, He knows. It's just like Esau had to go and look for a game to kill, hunt. It took him hours. By the time he came, somebody has already prepared food. Prepared it. The man has already eaten, belt, slept. He was still hunting for food. Somebody said, go and prepare soup the way I like. Somebody's telling his son, go and prepare soup the way I like. Now, for every son to know what the father likes, who must teach the son? And Jacob's mother said that, I will prepare the soup.